Thanks so much for joining me for the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm singer-songwriter Beth Williams, super excited to introduce you to this week's guest songwriter. His name is Dave Malter. Before I do that, though, I want to do a special shout-out to Michael Dirksen at Big Indie Giant. He has Templeton Universe, the group. They're in South Africa, and he is the one who turned me on to Dave Malter's music, which I absolutely love. First of all, you can find Dave at facebook.com, Dave Malter Music. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a little bit about him, then I'm going to play the title song from his EP, Foolish Heart, and then I will have him on the phone, and we're going to learn more about Dave and his music and his life. So here's what it says in his bio. I'm based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Been in the business for 55 years, but as they say, life intruded. It took me till 2019 to actually release an EP, Foolish Heart. Current plans call for a full CD release in early 2020. So, there you go. That's what we know about Dave Malter. So I'm going to do the title song from his EP. It's called Foolish Heart. Here he is, Dave Malter, with his tune. And right after this, he's going to be on the line with me.
Something wrong.
Hello, Dave Mulder.
That's me.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show. How are you today?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I just played your wonderful song, Foolish Heart. Before I go any further, I'd like you to tell people where they can find you. I already told them they could find you on Facebook, Dave Mulder Music. And do you have a website?
My website is www.davemultermusic.com. I'm on Spotify. Most of the streaming services, also Reverb Nation has samples of my songs. And you can actually buy the songs from CD Baby also.
Well, I love the way your story starts. Been in the business for 55 years, and as they say, life intruded. I don't even know where to start. This is a great story. Let's just start with this song that I just played, Foolish Heart. Tell me about the song and this EP of yours, and we'll just start there, and then we'll go backwards.
Well, I suppose everybody has a foolish heart experience in their lifetimes where, you know, you're in love with somebody and no matter what you do, that person just doesn't pay attention to you. And you can't give up because your heart wants what it wants. And that's where that song came from. The interesting part about the song is that it started life with a completely different beat. It was almost like a Bo Diddley beat. I played that for a couple of friends, and they said, are you married to that beat? And I said, well, not necessarily. So I sat down with Wayne Somerville, who got co-writing credit on that, and we came up with the current format. And Wayne just took it in a completely different direction, but I think it's exactly the direction it needed to go, especially given the response, because people just seem to love it. So I'm real happy about that.
Yeah, to me, it's like a huge hit song that just hasn't found its exactly niche, you know, the right place yet, because it just is amazing. And this Steve Dudas, he played guitar on this one, right?
Yeah, and the Steve, he's another guy I've known for coming up on 50 years. Steve played in a local band here in Pittsburgh with me, and we knew at the time, he was only, I guess, about 18 years old. Everybody in the band knew that he was not going to hang around Pittsburgh. He was just way too talented. So, we played together in a few bands, prog rock bands, rock bands. Then Steve went to L.A. in the mid-70s, and I kind of lost track of him. One day I was watching VH1 Storytellers, and they had Ringo on, and I really wasn't paying much attention, and I just happened to glance up, and they had cut to the guitar solo, and it had Steve Dudas on the screen. I said, my God, I know somebody who's playing with a Beatle, and I just couldn't believe it. Since that, we've stayed in touch, and we didn't have a guitar track for the song. We had basically piano, organ, and drums, which, by the way, were all played by one person, Joe Monroe, and he's another extremely talented musician. We sent a track without guitars to Steve and said, hey, play whatever you want. And he had it for a couple of weeks, and he sent back three guitar tracks, a couple of rhythm tracks, and the solo. And we kind of cut and pasted his solos, but I had forgotten how great he plays, and he is a great player. He took the song over the top, as far as I'm concerned with that, because you can't help but you hear that solo, and it's like, wow, this cat can play. So I think that helped quite a bit. And Foolish Heart was my first number one, so I think that all had something to do with it.
My question to you is, how is someone who is so talented as you are, I love your voice, I love your singing, I mean, you're really, really great, and how is it that you are just releasing your first EP? I don't know how old you are, but if you've been in the business for 55 years, you're not a spring chicken.
No, I'm 70 years old, and I'm not really ashamed to say that. Like the bio said, life intrudes. I was planning to be an English teacher when I was in high school. The Beatles got me started, like so many people my age. It was just an epiphany when I saw them on Ed Sullivan, and I played in a lot of bars in high school, and I played full time up until I was about 32 years old, and then the career never really went anywhere. We were still playing a lot of the same places I played when I was 18. And, I was married, and I thought, well, I love to play, but I'm doing something wrong. It's not really working out. So I kind of dropped out of music for almost 20 years. And I'm also a writer. So I did some writing and editing and did a bunch of different things. But I always missed playing. So after a 20-year absence, I kind of got in through the back door. I started playing in church. From there, I hooked up with some of my old friends and new friends and started playing full-time again, because I've been retired for 5 years now. So actually, the past 6 or 7 years, I've been playing on the side, but now, being retired, I can play as much as I want to. I've been writing ever since I was in my early 20s, but I never really did anything with them. When I retired, I got into Pro Tools, and I started doing my own demos. I just wanted to do something more with it. I thought, if I'm going to do it now because you're an old guy and who knows how long you're going to be around. So I said, now's the time. And luckily, Buddy Hall, who is my producer, is a fantastic producer and guitar player. We just went into his studio. We had never worked before in a studio. Work together. And after he heard the first couple of songs, he was convinced that we were doing the right thing, and I can't say enough about his production and how well we worked together. I give a lot of credit. It wouldn't sound the way it does without his production. I'm always flattered when people tell me that the songs are good, even more flattered when you tell me you like my voice, because I never considered myself to be a lead singer. I was always content to sing harmonies. So
I'm looking at the CD cover. Who is the woman on the front? This, everybody, you need to go check out this CD cover. It says Dave Malter, Foolish Heart. And he's got this look on his face. I don't know. It's great. Is that your wife or?
No, that is, we're still not sure what to call her.
Okay.
She's my girlfriend, but we're both older, and you get to a point and it's like, girlfriend sounds so high school.
Right.
And you don't want to say she was my lover, because that's telling people too much. A couple of days ago, I called her my faithful companion, and she said it made her sound like Tonto, so I guess I can't call her that anymore. But basically, she's my girlfriend. We've been together 5 years.
I'm going to do this tune, Tell Me That You Love Me. So tell us about this song.
That is the first song I ever wrote in a flat-out attempt to sound like the Beatles. Or the British Invasion sound of the 63-64. I think it's got all the elements of the 12-string guitar and the harmonies, and it's a song, it's a boy-girl song, I love you, but I need you to tell me that you love me, don't make me wait. And pretty common theme of, the mid-60s. There was a lot of boy-girl stuff going on at that time. So that's where we went with that, and there's a few little nods to the Beatles in the background here and there. That's my second number one, so I guess we did something right with that one, too.
So here he is right now, folks, Dave Malter with Tell Me That You Love Me.
Won't you stay with me for a while?
That was Dave Moulter with his tune, Tell Me That You Love Me, from his EP, Foolish Heart. I do have Dave on the line with me. So if you're just tuning in, this is Dave's first EP, and he's 70 years old. He's been in the music business for 55 years, and I just love this story. It used to be that at a certain age, people would say, okay, I'm done. Now I'm going to sit in the rocking chair and rock. And it doesn't appear to me that you're not rocking. I mean, you are rocking, but not in a chair.
You know, when I retired, everybody said, you're going to be so bored, you're going to want to come back to work. And I told them I've wanted to retire for the last 30 years. I really never had a real job that I liked. I always did what I had to do to make money and raise a family and everything. But music has always been my main thing. It just took me a while to get back to it.
And I know that you are in a lot of indie charts all over the world, and you're being played by so many stations. My question to you is, A, are you touring, or are you going to tour? And what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to get a major label deal, or you just want to be an indie artist? Tell us about that.
At this point, I would like any kind of record deal because this has all been self-financed to this point. I did a Indiegogo campaign, soliciting funds, and that went okay, but not nearly as well as I had hoped. So it's luckily Buddy Hall, my producer, has let me pay as I go along and has given me an incredible rate. So it hasn't cost as much as it might have. You know, obviously in terms of recording and touring or any kind of club appearances like that, it would help to have some kind of management or record company help with that. When I did this, at my age, I had no illusions of somebody like falling out of Capitol Records and saying, hey man, here's a contract, come on. I had one guy tell me, well, they're going to give a contract to a 23-year-old, not somebody old like you and me. And he's probably right, but you never know. I really had no illusions about what might happen with the music. But more than anything, I just wanted to get it down to prove that I could do it and to give it to my son and say, hey, I could actually do this. So we've accomplished that much. But I knew to get any kind of recognition or airplay, I had to approach somebody. And luckily, there's Radio Indie Alliance, which I had never really heard of until I started to explore how to promote the thing. I can't say enough about them, just to be able to send your music to independent radio stations and have them not have to worry about somebody on corporate saying, no, you can't play that, it doesn't fit the format. And that's what I found about the indie stations. There's so much good music out there and so many different styles. I'm just amazed. And a lot of them are older guys like me, but some of them are younger. So as far as touring, no. I certainly wouldn't mind doing that. I think probably I would have to hook up with somebody a lot bigger than me to be able to be an opening act. I don't think that I could go out and headline anywhere. Immediate future, I'm just trying to do a couple of CD release shows around Pittsburgh, but the Pittsburgh music scene is not real good at this point. There's very few clubs. There are fewer that will take a band that does original material. But that's, I think, immediate future. That's what I want to do, is finish the full CD, which I hope to have out early next year. And that'll be 12 or 14 songs, and there may be a couple of repeats from the EP. The working title for the CD has always been Mid-Century Man, so that song will be on it. It's also on the EP, but I do want to put it on the CD also, just because of the title more than anything.
All right, so let's go on and do another song from the CD. We're going to do this Fading Away. Tell me about this song.
Ah, well, that one's, I always like to think of that song as something that you would want to ride with the windows down on the interstate and just crank the volume as hard as you can. And I call it party rock because it's a happy kind of song. And again, I think it's, situations that everybody can relate to. Here's the guy who's singing the song is, he's having trouble with his woman, and he's sure that she's fooling around on him, and he's sure that she's going to leave him. So that's why he says, I feel like I'm fading away. I was lucky enough to get two local guys to contribute to that. Jim Dougherty does the slide guitar, and he was great. Jason Kendall does the sax solos, and Jason is a multi-instrumentalist around here and has his own production company, but he did just exactly the right kind of solo on it. And I've gotten really good feedback on that. So it didn't hit number one, but it has been in the top 10, and it's still being played on the indie station. So I'm happy with the reception on that, too.
So while we're listening to this tune, Fading Away by Dave Moulter, I want to invite everyone, encourage you to go to his website. What is it again, Dave?
www.davemoultermusic.com.
Here he is right now, Dave Moulter with Fading Away.
Woohoo!
That was Dave Moulter singing Fading Away. That's a tune from his Foolish Heart EP. And I do have Dave on the line with me. He's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I am in Colorado, USA. So let's just talk about the business part of the music for just a minute. I know that you're doing everything grassroots. You don't have a manager, publicist. You're doing it all yourself. Tell me a little bit about that. Are you just learning as you go along? And
I started doing it on Valentine's Day, actually, not by intention, but it just worked out that way. I released Mid-Century Man through CD Baby as a single on Valentine's Day. From there, I learned about Radio Indie Alliance just from researching on the internet. If you're not familiar with Radio Indie Alliance, it's just what the name says. It's a worldwide network of independent radio stations and DJs. A lot of them do their shows out of the basement or a bedroom, but they reach a worldwide audience, which is just incredible. You know, 50 years ago, that you couldn't do that. So I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh on my computer sending emails out to these various indie radio stations around the world. The first person who played any of my songs was Wayne Lundquist Ford, who has an indie show called Ice Cream Man, Power Pop, and More, which sounds like a crazy title. It pretty much describes exactly what he does. Wayne is a character, and I sent Mid-Century Man, and he liked it immediately and put it on his show. And I was surprised one morning to wake up and find out I was number two in Sweden, which is a big deal when you're 70 years old, or it was probably a big deal when you're 20. I realized from that, well, you know, maybe I can do this. It's just extremely time consuming. You could spend 8 hours a day trying to reach out to everybody. I use Twitter. I was reluctant to get on Spotify, but I came to realize that a lot of people use Spotify or the streaming services to hear your songs, and you get paid a very, very low royalty from streaming. I don't know if the general public even knows how little people make. That seems to be the business these days. So if you want to be heard, you really have to be in streaming and then hope that a radio station will pick you up.
Yeah, I think that you get like a percentage of a percentage of a percentage of a penny.
Yeah, I had to laugh about it. Sometime this summer, I got an email saying, your first royalty checks have arrived. I said, oh, great. And I went in and I think it was for 16 cents.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know how many it is. And it literally is something like 0.0026 cents.
And it's why it's so important for anybody who's listening, if you love Dave's music and what's not to love, is to go to his website or to CD Baby and buy the actual CD, because the majority of that money does go to the artist compared to the stream.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Buy early and often.
Right. And Christmas. Christmas is coming up.
Yeah. Buy for your friends.
Exactly.
And I always tell people it's $6 for the EP. And you could spend $6 on candy and eat it all. Then what have you got left?
That's right.
If you buy my CD, you got a CD. You can use it as a bookmark. You can level your chairs with it. You can have a coaster. You can hang it from your Christmas tree. I mean, it's got multiple uses. And for $6, why not?
Why not? Take things off the stove. You can put it on top of the CD and use it.
That's it. Yeah, like a trivet. Yeah.
Yeah, you could use it for something like that. Well, speaking of which, we've got time for one more song. I want to do Mid-Century Man. I love this song. I love all your music. I just think you're great. So tell us about Mid-Century Man.
Ah, Mid-Century Man. As a songwriter, you never know where your songs are going to come from. Sometimes, in my case at least, they just pop into my head fully formed and I don't know how it happened, but with Mid-Century Man, for some reason I came up with the chorus first. I thought, wow, you know, but I knew in my head, oh, this is like, it's like the Birds, mm-hmm. But it's also like the Beatles, because it's 12 string, and I just thought back to, growing up, and after I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, that was it for me. That's what I wanted to be, and I loved the Birds. I kind of, all those influences came together, and you listen to the lyrics, and it's pretty much tells my story. I mean, like, people look at me and saying, yeah, you know, you're just an old hippie. I'm like, well, I still believe in love. You know, I believe that love can change the world. That's an old Beatles thing. There's not enough love in the world today. Pretty much all comes down to love. You just love your fellow man, treat people the way you want to be treated. And there are several ways to say it, but that's basically it. All you need is love.
You're absolutely right. Well, listen, thank you so very much for joining me. I'll have you on the air again. I can't wait to hear the full CD when you get that done. And again, everyone, you can find Dave Moulter on Facebook, Dave Moulter Music. And also your website is DaveMoulterMusic.com, right?
That's it. That's as simple as it can get.
All right, here he is right now with Mid-Century Man, Dave Moulter.
She's a little troubled, waiting on Mae West. A hayseed in the rubble, vacillating at best. While romantically weeping one wish from the well, she cries frantically, sweeping the heartbreak no-tell, singing, hey, 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 touche, hey, touche, stay away. Hey, touche, stay and sway. She's at a season, a fettered borderline, half crazy and deceiving, a red letter dark design. Feeling a little fragile by the sea where she's left, reeling in the agile spirit of Mae West, singing, hey, 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 touche, hey, touche, stay away. Hey, 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 touche, stay and sway. Worn, weathered through and through passage of time, cannot mountains of memories erase from her mind. Whisper to me, she said, run with the wind, give me one reason, Miss May, to love you again. Hey, 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 touche, hey, touche, stay away.
That was yours truly, Beth Williams, with my song Touche. You can learn more about that and all of my music at BethWilliamsMusic.com. That's it. We're all out of time. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back same time, same station next week. Until then, please come hang out with me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, and my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. Not only do I have original songs on my channel and some lyric videos as well, so you can sing along, but I have some how to yodel videos, that's right, and some guitar lessons, voice lessons, all kinds of goodies. So be sure and check that out if you can, and also leave me a message so I'll know that you heard about my channel from listening to my radio show. That would be pretty cool. Okay, you know I like to end all my shows with a little quote about moving forward, so here's one. This is from Arthur Gordon, A Touch of Wonder. The trouble with if only is that it doesn't change anything. It keeps a person facing the wrong way, backward instead of forward. It wastes time. In the end, if you let it become a habit, it can become a real roadblock, an excuse for not trying anymore. So that's it. Until next time, this is yours truly, Beth Williams, wishing you well, and reminding you, don't look back, be happy now. Catch someone before they fall. Say your prayers every morning and say your prayers anytime at all. And don't look back, be happy where you're at now. Don't look back, be happy where you're at